Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Quickly Repent, Already in Progress.
Every branch, are you a branch?
I am.
I am too. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. Now then, this is not just for men. It's for women also. I've seen many a woman that was sick and afflicted because she was too busy doing something else. In other words, I've seen women that won't take care of their husbands. You know, they're too busy. You know, they got the kids to take care of. The husband wants her to do something. She ain't got time to mess with him. She's going to run the show. Let me tell you, you have no idea how many women I've seen in my life that's going to run the show in their house, and they come down with all kinds of sickness and disease. You know, I mean, and they never put it together. Never put it together. That, you know, they're not doing what God told them to do. When you tell a woman, the wife was made for the man and to take care of the man. That's what God made her for. Well, some women will just rebel and they'll say, no, I'm not, I don't believe that. I don't have to submit to my husband. But they haven't read the scripture. Does the scripture tell you you have to submit to your husband? And how many things? Oh, so what do you think that means?
It means everything.
It means everything. You don't really think that if I didn't obey God there, if I was a woman, that he would make me sick. He will, won't he? How many years, I'm not saying that was your sin, but how many years were you sick in pain, Paula?
20.
20 years you were sick and in gross pain, and then whenever you finally found out you had to get rid of sin and start producing fruit for the kingdom and start doing what God says, you got well, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. How long has it been now since you've been healed?
It was in March.
It was in March.
This year.
And you'd been sick for 20 years.
20 years.
Who would ever dream? Who would ever dream that this God that we serve, when he says, if you don't do what I say, if you don't produce fruit for my kingdom, I will discipline you. In fact, I will cut you off. And then he says, for those that are producing fruit, look at that, Kim.
Yes.
For those of you like you that's producing fruit for the kingdom, and you and Scott every day, y'all produce fruit for the kingdom.
Right.
He says, I will prune you so you will be even more fruitful.
That's right. Pruning is good.
Isn't that something? Since y'all are workers out in the wilds and the gardens and all, you understand what it means to prune something, don't you?
Because when you prune those shrubs or bushes or trees, it actually helps it to grow and flourish.
Isn't that something? So see, God starts out with us pruning us. He really does. He loves us, and he wants to give us an opportunity to repent of our sin. So if we repent, just like God says in his word in Job 33, he says, and I speak to you again and again, and you don't listen. You know, how do you think God does that? I mean, he speaks to us, I mean, any number of ways. In fact, I will tell you a way that God spoke to Kim right here one day, and she didn't obey. She had just been learning about able to remit people's sins. So she'd been hearing that, and she'd been studying that. She'd been looking, her and her husband both, they're reading it, thinking, we never saw that before. Just like Matthew 18:19, it says, if two of you on earth agree, we've never seen that before either. But it's in there, isn't it?
It sure is.
And so anyway, the Lord spoke to her one morning. They had a power outage in their block, and she asked the Lord, when this is going to go on, what happened here? And the Lord spoke to her and told her, said, Kim, remit or forgive the sins of this block so I can turn the power back on. Somebody said, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. And that's what she thought too when she first heard it. She says, Lord, I can't forgive the sins of this whole block. Now, who told you to do that?
The Lord.
The Lord. Who told you to pray for that person?
The Lord.
You see, When you do what he tells you to do, you produce lots of fruit. So Kim caught herself right quick and said, Lord, what am I talking about? Of course I can forgive the sins of this block. You told me to forgive. Lord, I forgive the sins of this block. And instantly, the power came back on. And it's still on today. When God tells you to do something, now he doesn't have to speak to you audibly to tell you something, but just like he says in Job 33, I speak to you again and again. He does speak to us through his word, does he not? In the last few minutes, we're talking about things that we need to do. Who's talking to us? It may be coming out of my mouth, but it's his words, right? So that means God is speaking to us from his word. Is that right? So if we are spoken to over and over and over and we don't change, and this is what people will do. They will come to a church where they hear the true principles of the kingdom, and then they'll say, I don't believe that, but yet what I said lined up exactly with what's written. Because he says, how many branches? Every branch. In other words, to be a branch, you got to be a believer, right?
Right?
Every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. It's amazing that when we don't do what he says. He says, so I spoke to you again and again, and you didn't listen. So I sent dreams and visions to terrify you. I've had lots of people come to me and say, Pastor, I have a dream that terrifies me. Every time I start to pray, my heart jumps out of my chest and runs out there and turns around and looks at me and says, murder, adulterer, fornicator, liar. He said, that scares me every time that happens. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes, I am. I said, are you married? Yes, I am. I said, do you ever lie to your wife or anybody? He said, well, I have a few times. I said, well, have you ever committed adultery on your wife? He said, well, a couple of times, but not many. I told him, I said, I can tell you what's wrong. God is warning you before he kills you. He is telling you to straighten your act up, son. He knows. I said, that's your heart. This word of God says, when your heart condemns you not, then you know you have the petition that God that you ask God of. He said, you mean there's a scripture in the word that says that? And I said, yes, there sure is. So he said, what do I do? I said, you right here. You repent and tell God you're sorry. You tell him you won't never commit adultery again, ever. You make him a promise you'll never tell a lie again. You'll never do any of those bad things. You promise him you'll walk holy. You'll purify yourself from all evil. He said, but you know we're going to sin. I said, the word says, well, you ain't supposed to. The sin says, the scripture says, we're supposed to purify ourselves from all evil. What does it mean to be pure? I mean, now let's take a 5-gallon jug up here, and I'm going to run it through an RO system. So it's going to come out on the other side. I got 5 gallons of the purest water you ever seen. Now, do you mind drinking that?
No,
no problem. Okay. Now then, let me take a little bottle with an eyedropper in it. Let me squeeze a little bubble on that, and let me pull that up, and let me put that over in there. And I put one drop, you see one little drop out of that dropper and drop into that water. And then I put the dropper up, and you can't see a thing in that water. It still looks perfectly clean and pure, right?
Yep.
It's now got one drop, but you look at my little bottle, I put it up, and it says pure 100% strychnine.
No.
You ain't drinking that?
No, sir.
I mean, even with Mark 11, 18, Mark 16, 18, you... Okay.
If I didn't know that scripture.
I know. You ain't drinking it. Why are you not drinking it?
Because I didn't know that scripture.
But the thing about it is, though, one tiny drop is not going to hurt you in 5 gallons of water. But you're just like all the rest of us. It ain't pure no more. Now, if you didn't see me put that in there, you'd come in and have a drink out of that, and you'd never know the difference. Yeah, you'd pray over it. Yeah, that's for sure. But would it harm you?
No.
One drop. One drop in 5 gallons, it wouldn't hurt you at all.
No.
None, would it, Jack?
No.
I mean, Jack's a doctor, see, so I can ask you. I know one drop of strychnine in 100% in a 5-gallon jug. I could drink that whole jug over time and it couldn't hurt me at all, would it, Jack? Okay, so what I'm trying to say here is once we put this in here, this jug of water is no longer pure, is it? And see, when God tells us in His Word, to every man and woman that has the hope of God, hope of Jesus Christ, living in him, he is to purify himself from all evil. So that means we don't even want one drop of sin in our life, do we? No. And if we don't have that sin in our life, then I can assure you, you will not get sick. Because you will be, like Dave was trying to tell you, you'll be walking under grace and not under law. And if you're walking under grace, you're purifying yourself from all evil. You're not sinning. There is no sickness under grace. But when you fall from grace, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 4, it clearly says, he's talking about even circumcision, that if you add anything to your salvation, including being circumcised, or somebody said, well, I don't believe I'm saved until I go and get circumcised. Now I believe I'm saved. Paul clearly said, if you add anything to your salvation, anything, you have fell from grace. Grace profits you nothing. So you're now a sinner. And you fell from grace. You're back under the law. Now then, what if you've committed all these sins? What if you're sick? What if you got all these problems? Do we have people in the church sick? Yes. Oh, my goodness. Do we? Oh, we've had this multitudes of us sick. I just got through saying Franz was sick. Jack was sick. I've been sick. You've been sick. I don't care who you are. You've been sick. Is that right?
Yes.
If you believe the word and you're sick, so what do you do?
Quickly.
Do what, Jack? Coming from a doctor, that's quickly repent. Quickly repent. Boy, if there's anything, you've learned that well, haven't you, Jack?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Quickly Repent, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.